Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Brian Lehrer, and this is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Thursday, March 19th. As the health and economic fallout from coronavirus spread, the federal government is now trying to act on both those fronts, health and economics. They've deployed a 1,000-bed Navy hospital ship to New York, the USS Comfort, and another one to California, the USS Mercy. The ships have 1,000 beds, operating rooms, and other things, and will be used for non-corona cases to ease the load on existing hospitals. Congress passed, and the president has now signed, the first economic relief bill, which includes certain amounts of paid sick leave and paid family and medical leave, free coronavirus testing, food stamps, and more. The Trump administration is now starting to outline a $1 trillion economic stimulus bill, with half in loans for businesses and half for direct payments to taxpayers. With us now is Congressman Tom Suozzi, Democrat from Northeast Queens and the North Shore of Nassau and Suffolk counties. Congressman, thanks for coming on at this troubling time.
Brian, thanks so much for having me on the show, and thanks for the public service you're doing by getting the information out.
How are you seeing the economic impact in your district so far?
Well, there's no question that people are terrified, and they're starting to be impacted in real ways. People are getting laid off from their jobs. We're going to see a lot of unemployment from small businesses. We're going to see businesses risk the possibility of going out of business. With healthcare, we look at prevention, we look at testing, we look at treatment, we look at long-term vaccine. With economics, we need to look at individuals, then we need to look at small businesses, then we need to look at big businesses, then we need to look at the economy overall. For individuals, we're trying to do things at the federal level with paid family leave. We've done some things with unemployment insurance. We need to do more, I believe. We've done some things with food stamps. We really have to work on child care for healthcare workers especially. I mean, our healthcare workers are on the front lines right now, and we're going to need more healthcare workers. We need to protect them. We need to make sure they have the proper gear, but we also need to make sure their families are okay so that they can go to work and do their jobs. We need to worry about small businesses. I mean, people are going out of business. We need to ramp up dramatically huge no-interest and low-interest loans for small businesses. We need to figure out how we can suspend the payment of debt, suspend mortgage payments, suspend rent payments, suspend credit card payments. And that'll work its way up the chain. First, individuals that will suffer with their housing, with their rent. Then you have to worry about the landlord. And then you have to worry about they have to pay their banks. And the same thing with credit cards and the effects that's going to have on businesses and the banks they have to pay. So it's got to work its way from the individual up to the person, you know, from the person that's paying to the payee, and then the person that is the payee has to pay someone else after that. So right. We really have to figure out how to address all these different layers.
So let's go over a little bit of the bill the president signed yesterday and the measures he proposed yesterday. The bill he signed, the House had passed it. Some Republican senators balked. Mitch McConnell said gag and vote for it anyway, and it passed 90-8. And as I read it, one of the things the bill does is grants full pay up to about $2,500 a week for workers who do not currently have paid sick leave, also up to 12 weeks of paid family leave up to $200 a day. But who's actually eligible for this? Is it clear to you?
It's if someone is sick. If it's someone who's quarantined, they're required to quarantine. It's for somebody who has to stay at home to take care of somebody who's sick. And for those folks that have to stay home because their children's school is closed and they need to take care of their children. So those are the people that are eligible right now. And it's the employers will pay, but then the employers will get the money back from the federal government in the form of a tax credit. I mean, it's important to note that, you know, to the bigger picture that we're facing very urgently now in this crisis, is that America is one of the only countries in the world that doesn't pay for paid sick leave, that doesn't require it, doesn't mandate it. Most of our big companies, our Fortune 500 companies, Every company over 500 people in America, 89% of them provide that now. But it's not required. And we're one of the few countries in the world that doesn't require that. So this legislation is very important that it passed, and it passed quickly, that the Republicans support it because they've historically opposed this type of sick leave, but they're stepping up to the plate in this crisis.
Let's take a phone call. Christian in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hello, Christian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I am a social worker in Brooklyn in a federally qualified health center. So we are still remaining open. We just moved to telecommuting this week. But I've still been in the office all week, and I had client contact on Monday when I went out to do home visits because the program that I work for serves the most chronic and highest need clients on the Medicaid system in New York. And Medicaid relaxed some of the requirements for different encounters that we need to make with these clients. But like right now, I'm sitting in my living room with a laptop trying to find food pantries that are open for my clients for them to go to. And if not, but a lot of places are doing like drop off and deliver. And a lot of these places don't take food stamps that are offering to do delivery for those folks. So this is a huge economic disparity. And it's also, you know, someone was talking about all these moves that are being made in the interest of social welfare policy, and like people on the other side were calling it socialism, and it's socialism. No, it's social welfare policy. We need a bailout. I have three roommates I have to consider. So if I've been, and all of us are assuming at work that we've been exposed somehow, because how can you not? Especially, and we can't close the clinic because we have immunocompromised patients coming in.
So Congressman, go ahead.
Let me just say how important the work you are doing is. And there are so many people doing such important work right now. We're all in this together. Everybody's got to do their fair share. Everybody's got to do their part. And the work you're doing is especially important, helping some of the most vulnerable populations. And I think some of the best advice I heard, something you just referenced from Dr. Fauci, is that all workers, healthcare workers that are encountering people, must treat themselves as though they're already infected, even though they're not, but they should treat themselves that way, and they should be thinking about wearing gloves and masks because we need to make sure you're protected because you're so important because you're on the front line. So all healthcare professionals, all social workers in positions like you're in, you're doing such important work, and we're so grateful to you, and we're going to need more people to step up to help during this process. I don't think that the systems are in place yet, but we're going to need everybody who's capable of pitching in. I just spoke to a woman yesterday who was diagnosed with the coronavirus. She's recovering. When she's recovered, she wants to volunteer because she thinks that she'll have some immunity. We don't know if that's certain yet, but we think that's true, that you'll have some immunity. She wants to try and get other people who've recovered from the coronavirus to volunteer because they will have some immunity right now. Now, we need to confirm that with the professionals. But we're going to need, you know, the world, and certainly America, has been through a lot of crises throughout our history. This is not a new phenomenon. This particular instance is a new phenomenon, but we've been through crises before, and we only make it when everybody works together and does their piece. Even when people say, oh, what can I do? I'm only one person. We all need to do our little piece to build something grand and beautiful here, which is a response to this. And that starts with doing the stuff that's necessary for prevention, trying to protect people that are most vulnerable and making sure they're safe, trying to come up with creative ideas in the private sector to try and address this, the public sector to try and address this, and to everybody to try and put their anxiety aside and think of what they can do to be effective in this process.
John in Mineola, you're on WNYC with Congressman Tom Suozzi. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Thanks for being putting me on. So a question that I have is, my wife and I are actually small business owners within the town of Oyster Bay, very new owners, actually. We just acquired a business in the last 8 months, and everything has come to a complete halt. I did look into the SBA, Small Business Administration loan opportunity. It was on the website. It seemed a little convoluted. When I entered the criteria, especially the county that we reside in, it said that nothing was designated yet for these counties, for Nassau County. I think there was only three other counties that were listed. Westchester, Putnam, and another county came up. we were told that that's where we should go for assistance, look into it, but yet didn't get any results from that. Is that something that's still in the works, or should there be something available on the website or more information? Sorry.
No, it's okay, John. And you're in a situation, a lot of people are in the same situation, and I know it's very stressful for you. I was in a lot of contact yesterday, where my team was in a lot of contact yesterday with the SBA, and they are in the process of getting NASA and Suffolk qualified so that they can get this type of help. So you'll see some more information coming out today and tomorrow from the SBA, and we hope that you'll be able to get a loan. Some for 3.75%. We're going to try and get that to be lower. We're going to have to pass federal legislation for as much as 30 years. It's going to take weeks to process. It'll be a year from the time you get the money, from the time that you have to pay something back. But it's a very real concern, and I understand that it's a big concern, and people are working to try and address this. This is not something that is being ignored. A lot of people realize this is a real problem for small businesses that are just, all of a sudden, they've got this debt, they've got bills they have to pay, and all of a sudden they're not bringing any new income in.
John, best of luck. I see the president is directing federal agencies to suspend all foreclosures and evictions. Do you know how broadly that applies to Americans in different kinds of housing?
Right now, that's for public housing, federally funded housing. But I'm going to argue, and others will argue, that we need to do that with everything. We need to suspend evictions and foreclosures. I think we should actually suspend rent payments, mortgage payments, and the money that money is being paid to, the debts that they have to be should be suspended as well. So figuring out the details of how to do that is not going to happen right away. People are working on it as we speak. But I think that we need to figure out how to have some sort of debt holiday for people for all types of payments, mortgage payments, credit card payments, rent payments. They're not in place yet, other than we're not moving forward with evictions or foreclosures at the federal level.
Heather in Freeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Heather.
Hi, and good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a social worker, and this morning I posted something about if you're feeling depressed, there are telehealth companies that can talk to you and you can get in touch with a therapist. And a friend of mine pointed out, well, a lot of people are out of work and they don't have insurance to do these things anymore. And they definitely don't have money to pay out of pocket. So while people are getting expedited unemployment applications through, can they get expedited Medicaid or managed Medicaid applications through as well online so that these people can get insurance so that they can take advantage of, testing for coronavirus or what if they're sick with something else? Or right now we have a lot of people out of work here on the South Shore. So please, what can we do?
I think that that's going to have to be done. We're going to have to figure out how to expedite these things. But right now, a lot of the systems are overwhelmed. There are more people being tested, and we need to do even more testing than we're doing. There are more people applying for unemployment, and we don't have all the systems in place yet. There's going to be more Medicaid spending. One of the things that happened in the bill that was passed by the House and passed by the Senate yesterday and signed by the President is we're sending $6.7 billion more to New York State for Medicaid spending, of which most of it will go to the state, and the New York City will get $1 billion, Suffolk will get $49 million, NASA will get $46 million, to help them to deal with this crisis that's coming down the pike. But we really need everybody to do everything that they can to help each other. So, a lot of times we hear about the negatives related to social media and to technology these days. Well, there's a lot of positives, too. People that are feeling isolated, let's call them up. Let's email them. Let's text them. Let's try and do creative things to try and keep each other's spirits up during this difficult time, recognizing we're all in this together. Let's continue to point out the system that's not working, the things that are not working properly, like the man who was just on who talked about the DMV, but this caller who's just talking about the need for people's mental health needs to be met and for cases to be expedited. Those are all important things for us to point out. But we also need to do our part. Every single person needs to do their part to try and help their neighbors, to help their friends, to help their families during this difficult time and help them get through this difficult time.
Two members of Congress have now tested positive for coronavirus, I see, Ben McAdams and Mario Diaz-Balart, and they were both on the floor with everyone for the vote on the bill on Saturday. Does that mean you and all the members now have to self-quarantine?
I was told that some members are self-quarantining because they had exposure to them. I did not see either one of them on Saturday. As a matter of fact, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, I think it was, and I made a point of just going right in and right out. I voted and left. I'm not concerned about exposure to them right now, but like everyone else, I don't know who I've been exposed to. And I think we're all in that situation. We all have that type of anxiety. So the best thing we need to do is take those protective steps. We need to wash our hands. We need to not put our hands near our faces. We need to not go around other people, or if we're around other people, try and keep a distance in between ourselves and them. Let's all just be responsible here. That's the best way to deal with your anxiety, is to just take these protective steps.
How can Congress best continue to do its work in this period with even apparently healthy people supposed to stay 6 feet apart?
You know, it's not as easy, but because of technology and because we know what we're supposed to do, I think we can address it. Senator McConnell and Speaker Pelosi have said that they want us to continue working. They don't want us voting remotely. They want us to continue to come down to Washington. We're not scheduled to go back to Washington in the House. The Senate is there now, but in the House, we're not supposed to be scheduled to go back until next week. We're doing a conference call later today to talk about all these different ideas that we've all been submitting as to what needs to be done as we move forward for Phase 3. We've had two phases so far. The first phase back on March 6th, second phase on March 14th, which the Senate passed yesterday, and the third phase, which is going to happen hopefully during the course of next week.
Do rules need to change in that case, like about the requirement that votes be taken in person?
As far as I know, I think the intention is to have votes continue to take place in person. If we were to change it, yes, the rules would have to be changed. Right now, you're required to be present for your vote. You both have to take your card and put your card in the machine and push the button. So even that itself, you know, you have to wipe down the surfaces now, given what's going on. But I don't know that that's changing, but we'll all find out at the same time.
Dalton in Nassau County, you're on WNYC with Congressman Tom Suozzi.
Yes.
Hi, Dalton.
Good morning. Good. I just wanted to know, when they say taxpayers will get a check, what does that mean? Like, if someone doesn't work a tax-paying job, they won't be receiving a check? Like,
okay, so that hasn't been agreed upon yet. The president and Senator Romney, and of course, this was something that Andrew Yang talked about in the presidential race. You know, talking about giving a direct check to people for $1,000 a month. Now, there are others that don't like that idea, and they think that, no, it should be means-tested. You should only get this money if you make a certain amount of money. Or, really, we need to focus on unemployment. People that are unemployed are the people we really need to be getting the money to. People that have lost their jobs, whether they are at a full-time job, or they're a part-time worker, or they're a gig worker where they don't have any benefits, or a person who really has no income coming in, those are the people we need to be focusing on getting money to.
And has Congress passed anything for them yet? Because the bill we talked about at the beginning that has now passed, including paid sick leave and paid family leave, that assumes that somebody's working.
Correct. But there's also unemployment insurance, where we've increased some of the benefits related to unemployment insurance. The Phase 3 that we're working on now and being debated right now as to whether the best way to go about doing this, we're talking about increasing the benefit size, you know, waiving any kind of waiting weeks, and expanding different type of flexibility to help people to get the benefits, and also give a one-time extension of benefits as well. So there's a lot of debate about these different things, so we need to figure out what can we do to protect individuals. Paid family leave, unemployment insurance, food stamps, child care coverage. What can we do to help governments increase the FMAP payments, send direct payments to the states, and in New York State's case, the city of New York and the counties. We're the only state in the country that has that system. We need to help small businesses so they can get through this crisis. We need to help big businesses. We need to think about the long-term stimulus, like a massive infrastructure project to actually put a bunch of money into the system, but that's further away from right now. And in addition to all these economic questions, we need to focus on the basic health care questions. What can we do for prevention? What can we do to increase testing? What can we do regarding treatment? I want to make sure before we get off that we talk about treatment. We're going to have a big issue in our country, certainly here in New York State, with the number of hospital beds that we have available. That's why the ship that you talked about in the beginning of the show is very important, not for people who have coronavirus, but to get other people out of the hospital into these other beds so that they can be treated. But the governor has said that we may need as many as 110,000 beds in New York State. New York only has 53,000 beds. So bringing in 1,000 beds on this ship, identifying dormitories, identifying properties that can be used for beds. The governor's asked for the Army Corps of Engineers to come in and build facilities for us so that we can have enough hospital beds. But more importantly than just the beds, we only have 3,000 ICU units. We need to figure out, we may need as many as 30,000 ICU units. So how do we get those available? That's why it's so important, as I talked about in the earlier part of the show, that for those units that we try and create, we have to have the ventilators. We need the private sector. We need the president to use his Defense Production Act powers to work together to force manufacturers, if they won't do it voluntarily, hopefully they'll all do it voluntarily, to actually manufacture these ventilators now. Because as it is right now, it's an important crisis that we face. It's going to get worse over the next 2 or 3 weeks, I believe. And we have to make sure that we are providing the hospitals and healthcare workers with the money, with the resources, with the help that they need to get through this difficult time.
Congressman Tom Suozzi, Democrat from Northeast Queens and the North Shore of Nassau and Western Suffolk counties. Thank you very much.
Brian, thank you.
And listeners, we want to invite you in on the conversation, too. If you've got a question about a national news item, whether it's something you want to know about the election or the Trump administration or anything else you think might fall under the national politics umbrella, give us a call and leave us a message with your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We'll collect those and keep them in our pocket for when I'm speaking with someone who can give you a good answer. The number is 844-745-TALK. That's 844-745-8255, 844-745-TALK. See you tomorrow.